This episode is brought to you by IVP. Kaylee and her grandfather, Hybe, love reading the newspaper, faithfully fetched each morning by their dog, Keto. As they read, they look for ways to pray for the children of the world, but when Kaylee encounters a photo of a sad boy halfway around the world, she wonders, does God really care? From IVP Kids author Helen Lee and illustrator Shin Meng, Kaylee Prays for the Children of the World is a story that tenderly guides readers of any age toward the God who hears and answers our prayers, even when we feel overwhelmed or can't find the right words. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Kaylee Prays for the Children of the World for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Joshua chapter 19 through Joshua chapter 20. Chapter 19, Simeon's tribal lands. The second lot belonged to the tribe of Simeon by its clans. Their assigned land was in the middle of Judah's assigned land. Their assigned land included Beersheba, Moladoth, Hazar Shuel, Baaloth, Ezem, Eltolad, Bethuel, Hormoth, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susath, Beth Lebioth, and Sheruhin, a total of 13 cities and their towns, Ain, Rimnon, Ether, and Ashan, a total of 4 cities and their towns, as well as all the towns around these cities as far as Baaloth Beer, Ramoth of the Negev. This was the land assigned to the tribe of Simeon by its clans. Simeon's assigned land was taken from Judah's allotted portion, for Judah's territory was too large for them. So Simeon was assigned land within Judah. Zebulun's tribal lands. The third lot belonged to the tribe of Zebulun by its clans. The border of their territory extended to Sarid. Their border went up westward to Meriloth and touched Dabesheth and the valley near Jokneam. From Sarid, it turned eastward to the territory of Kisloth Tabor, extended to Dabarath, and went up to Japhia. From there it crossed eastward to Gath Hepher and Eth Kazin, and extended to Rimmon, turning towards Neath. It then turned on the north to Hanathon and ended at the valley of Ephath El. Their territory included Katath, Naliel, Shimron, Idaloth, and Bethlehem, and all they had 12 cities and their towns. This was the land assigned to the tribe of Zebulun by its clans, including these cities and their towns. Issachar's tribal lands. The fourth lot belonged to the tribe of Issachar by its clans. Their assigned land included Jezreel, Kisloth, Shunem, Haphraim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabith, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, En-Ganim, En-Hadath, and Beth-Pezez. Their border touched Tabor, Shahazumoth, and Beth-Shemesh, and ended at the Jordan. They had 16 cities and their towns. This was the land assigned to the tribe of Issachar by its clans, including these cities and their towns. Asher's tribal lands. The fifth lot belonged to the tribe of Asher by its clans. Their territory included Helkath, Hali, Betin, Ashkath, Alamelech, Amad, and Michelle. Their border touched Carmel to the west and Shehor Livnath. It turned eastward towards Beth Dagon, touched Zebulun and the valley of Ipathoth El to the north, as well as Beth Emek and Neel, and extended to Kabul on the north, and on to Ebron, Rehob, Haman, and Kanath, as far as Greater Sidon. It then turned towards Ramoth, as far as the fortified city of Tyre, turned to Hosath, and ended at the sea near Hebel, Achzib, Umath, Aphek, and Rehob. In all, they had 22 cities and their towns. This was the land assigned to the tribe of Asher by its clans, including these cities and their towns. Naphtali's tribal lands. The sixth lot belonged to the tribe of Naphtali by its clans. Their border started at Heleth, and the oak of Zemanim went to Adami Zekeb, Jabneel, and on to Lakum, and ended at the Jordan River. It turned westward to Asnath Tabor, extended from there to Hukok, touched Zebulun on the south, Asher on the west, and the Jordan on the east. The fortified cities included Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adamoth, Ramoth, Hazor, Kadesh, Edri, and Hazor, Yiron, Migdal El, Horam, Beth Anath, and Beth Shemesh. In all, they had 19 cities and their towns. This was the land assigned to the tribe of Naphtali by its clans, including these cities and their towns. Dan's tribal lands. The seventh lot belonged to the tribe of Dan by its clans. Their assigned land included Zora, Eshtiol, Ir Shemesh, Shelabim, Ajalon, Ithlath, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Elteketh, Gibeathon, Baleth, Jehud, Bini Barak, Goth Rimmon, the waters of Jarkin, and Rakan, including the territory in front of Joppa. The Danites failed to conquer their territory, so they went up and fought with Leshem and captured it. They put the sword to it, took possession of it, and lived in it. They named it Dan after their ancestor. This was the land assigned to the tribe of Dan by its clans, including these cities and their towns. Joshua receives land. When they finished dividing the land into its regions, the Israelites gave Joshua, son of Nun, some land. As the Lord had instructed, they gave him the city he requested, Timnah-Serath, in the Ephraimite hill country. He built up the city and lived in it. These are the land assignments that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the Israelite tribal leaders made by drawing lots in Shiloh before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing up the land. Chapter 20. Israel designates cities of refuge. The Lord instructed Joshua, "Have the Israelites select the cities of refuge that I told you about through Moses. Anyone who accidentally kills someone can escape there. These cities will be a place of asylum from the avenger of blood. The one who committed manslaughter should escape to one of these cities, stand at the entrance of the city gate, and present his case to the leaders of that city. They should then bring him into the city, give him a place to stay, and let him live there. When the avenger of blood comes after him, they must not hand over to him the one who committed manslaughter, for he accidentally killed his fellow man without premeditation. He must remain in the city until his case is decided by the assembly and the high priest dies. Then the one who committed manslaughter may return home to the city from which he escaped." So they selected Kadesh in Galilee, in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. Beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho, they selected Bezar, in the wilderness on the plain belonging to the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead belonging to the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan belonging to the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities of refuge appointed for all the Israelites and for resident foreigners living among them. Anyone who accidentally killed someone could escape there and not be executed by the avenger of blood, at least until his case was reviewed by the assembly. Your word is true. New Testament reading, Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. Questions about the greatest. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, had him stand among them, and said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn around and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a huge millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the open sea. Luke chapter 9, verse 46 through 48. Concerning the greatest. Now an argument started among the disciples as to which of them might be the greatest. But when Jesus discerned their innermost thoughts, he took a child, had him stand by his side, and said to them, "Whoever welcomes this child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For the one who is least among you all is the one who is great." This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious God, again, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for your spirit that is at work in your word, teaching us, correcting us, edifying us, O Lord, connecting us to other believers. God, we thank you because there is indeed power in your spirit-filled word. Thank you, O God, that you would communicate to us so generously through Holy Scripture. And we ask, oh God, where there are parts where we find ourselves puzzled or confused, where we begin to connect the dots in a way that demonstrates or reminds us of how people have misused your word, that we would not be found in that number, that you would forgive us, correct us, and cause us to use your word rightly, never using your word to lord over people, to oppress others, but instead to demonstrate great humility. For it is you, O Lord, who used a precious child as the ultimate sermon illustration, reminding disciples who were worried about who would be the greatest, who has it best, who's the most sound, who has the so-called good doctrine. I am so grateful that in that moment, Lord, you brought a child unto yourself and you caused all of us, your disciples then, but your disciples now, who may be prone to fight, to reflect on the beauty, the simplicity, and wisdom of a child. Oh God, would you keep us humble before you? Would you help us to always hold on to childlike faith, not childish ways, but childlike faith, entrusting ourselves to you? For you are the greatest in the kingdom. And we thank you, oh Lord, that in your love and kindness, in your holiness and compassion, you have told us what it means to be great in humility, to be great in dependency on the one who has set us free, to not have to worry about competition of who is the greatest, but have set us free to love you and to adore you, and to be mindful of our words and actions that could indeed be stumbling blocks to children with faith. Lord God, would you forgive us? Would you clean up the house? Would you clean up the church, O God, for all the ways in which we have done harm. We have been stumbling blocks with our ideologies and practices and our partisanship and our covering up of abuses, oh God, the ways in which we, the church, has been stumbling blocks to the children of the faith. You have given us a sober and profound reminder of the judgment that will fall on those who have been stumbling blocks and have led astray your children. God, forgive us and grant to us a sobriety that would make us mindful of how seriously you take the faith of children and our witness and testimony before them. It is in Christ's name that we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we thank you also, God, that it was in the form of a babe. You came to us to set us free. Bless the children of this world and bless the children of the church and bless us to be able to love them as you have called us to. It is in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got a soul.